travel sports and travel competitions are out of control.
Can I just ask? So yes. Travel. Okay. So like my kids play at Prolific and they mm-hmm. play Fusion, but travel is a different league.
Yeah.
That you.
Usually it's a little more elite.
Is it in. Well, it's not associated with any of those things, right?
Fusion has travel too.
Okay.
So for instance, Everly plays soccer.
Right.
She plays on the travel team. There's also a rec team, I believe.
Okay.
So we do have to travel at times, like at this age when she's, how old is she?
Nine?
Eight-ish or nine. Eight or nine. She's not that, she, I think she's well, not that
how,
much.
How old is your daughter?
Nora's 10.
Oh, she's nine then.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I have face this morning.
Jason knows how old Katie's kids are.
Right. How old's your daughter? Because I think my daughter's like she's around like, that age, but I'm not like 100% that. Sure. Yeah.
They travel not as far. The big difference is she'll have 2 to 3 games in one day, and it's the games are an hour long.
Right.
It's action-packed. What I can't stand is she's also in travel cheerleading all day to sit there for a 3-minute performance. And for a guy, you do nothing because the mom's getting the eyelashes, whatever they're getting around. I don't even know how girls get ready, but makeup stuff,
all
her hair,
all
this
things.
Stuff. And you sit there like an idiot for forever for the 3-minute performance to say, oh, good job jumping around.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and she loves the competition part of it, but soccer, 10,000 times better.
Because at least there's action.
The whole time. And it's a longer time.
If you're into it.
Yeah. If you're into it.
Yeah. You know, because like there might be some moms that are like, I don't care about basketball. I just support my kids and they're there or wrestling and they're wrestling tournaments. It's not as travel as much, but when they have the tournaments, it's all
long.
Day.
They're long. Baseball is long too.
By some moms, I think you're specifically talking about me.
Yeah.
Because my sister has a son who's doing some travel things with baseball. And I'm like, What do you do?
When Landon played baseball, it's the entire weekend.
It's out of control.
And with baseball, like crock pots in the room.
No, no.
I mean, people do that though.
Yeah. All the moms and their Yetis have wine in it.
Oh, well, yeah, duh. I'm talking about people travel with their crock pots and they're all sharing meals. It's a world I do not know about.
I saw a video of a dad cooking dinner in a crock pot in the trunk.
Yes. Yes. And I think to myself, what are we doing?
I know.
Why?
If you're in the midst of travel, sports, travel, cheerleading, travel, dance, you know, baseball, whatever you have going on, we'd love to hear from you. And how much you spend a year? You know, we're curious. How much are you spending on this? Just approximate with the hotel rooms and the gas and the food and there's entry fees. And I think sometimes for the travel leagues, you got to spend $1,000 just to be on the team.
You have to have different uniforms for different things. Yeah.
I love sports. And if one of my kids was really into sport where travel, I know I'd be a part of it. I wouldn't be able to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
I have a friend that his son's really good at baseball. He's like 11. He's like, yeah, we're in Charlotte next weekend. We're in Charlotte the following weekend. We're in Florida the week after that. All for 11-year-old baseball. And he says, you know, we're proud of him and we want him to go for it. He said, but he said, my wife's going to dance here, you know, at the coast and I'm down here. And it's like all we do, it's just our whole lives revolve around the kids' travel sports.
Every weekend.
Yeah. And I mean, do the kids love it?
Boy, I hope
or
so.
Is this a case of some parents, I mean, I'm sure it's probably split, but parents who are living vicariously through their children for things that they didn't get to do. I don't know.
Well, there's some of that.
Yeah, I did that through Landon.
Yeah. We know. He was like, Dad, I hate baseball. And you're like, you're playing.
Well, he didn't hate it, but
he's
he was
I'm sleeping with the coach so he can be on the team.
We became friends with the coach so that he could make the team.
You're right.
He's more timid. He wasn't excited necessarily about. Everly's genuinely excited to play soccer, gets mad.
My biggest gripe with it all is that we do it to ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We sign up for it and because we want to give our kids the things that we didn't get to do. But like, I want my kids to go to camp. You know, I didn't go to camp growing up. I would like for them to go to camp.
Right.
Go away for a week.
Right. You want them to go away.
I would love. But here, there, and everywhere, and we're splitting up duties, and I have to do this, and we have to do that. And then it's, you know, one game is at 10 o'clock in the morning. The next game's at 7:15 at night. It's like, you can't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Katie's in a league where her son was. He's
flag football.
He's nine.
Yeah.
Right?
Nine. Third grade.
What, Saturday nights? No, but the games are Saturday nights.
At 7:15.
Gosh.
It's like, okay, great.
That's awful.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
There's a lot of moms, I know this, and I thought this is a horrible thing, that let's say you're in a baseball tournament
yeah.
and you win, that means you have to stay later for the championship game. A lot of moms are just secretly hoping that they lose.
Yes. Again, that's messed up. By a lot of moms, you mean me.
Oh yeah. My gosh, that's horrible.
I mean, actively, if we're going to go, let's win.
Well, I've spoken with lots of moms who are like, thank God.
And I talked to my friend Sal. It's a little bit different, but because now he did travel forever and he coached forever as on the side, obviously. But he said this week he had baseball, softball for his two daughters. One's in college, which is cool, playing college ball. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What is the goal? Am I missing the goal? Is
they
the
become
goal
because, a lot better.
Okay, but are we? No, not that. I mean, I understand that one. Are we hoping for a scholarship?
Most.
Are we hoping? Because, like, do we think that they're going to become NBA players? Do we think they're going to become pros? Mm-hmm. Because the odds, not to be a downer, but the odds.
They're not. It's not with you. At all.
Yeah.
No, and the thing is, I've realized that it's such a stupid, you put so much pressure sometimes on the kid to get better, to get better than the other kid. We want the scholarship. It's just because, when I did it to Landon, I think I put so much on him. When he hit 16, he was like, I got a car, forget it. Mm-hmm. With Everly, I don't put any pressure as far as doing it. She just does it on her own, which is a relief.
And the stories that we remember, again, I know I'm being a downer here, but the stories that we remember and stick with us forever are the ones where it's a kid who grew up with nothing and threw football in his backyard or kicked the soccer ball in his backyard with his buddies.
And he played at the Y, you know? And he played on the school, then he made the school team.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between rec. Like, we signed up for rec.
Way and different.
No parent wanted to be a coach. Carol, who's never even seen a soccer ball before, ended up being a coach.
Right.
I'm glad that she did it. But these coaches get paid.
Right.
And
right,
our
right.
coaches get paid. And the guy is like still playing soccer, coaches five different teams, played in college. But I'll tell you something though. Playing in college is not all it's cracked up to be, because it's such a commitment that you miss out on the whole college life if you're on a sports team.
I didn't even think about that.
And it interferes with your schoolwork.
No, it's I mean, if it's a popular sport, you also become like a celebrity on campus. Depends what it is.
That's true.
And depends on your school.
And it's Division I, it could be NIL, but it's also a 1% of all athletes.